This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We will never be able to get peace unless we know whom to give what level and what degree of importance. Who is more important for us? What is your and my priority? The mankind will always be in loss, will always be in search, will always fail to gain peace unless and until they set their priorities right. Unless they have this priority, they will never be able to gain peace. And what is the priority? The priority, my brothers and sisters, is that we, all of us, need to submit to the one who is the source of peace. How can we imagine? How can we expect? How can we perceive that we will gain peace without submitting ourselves to the one who is the source of peace, who is the grantor of peace? Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the priority that we all need to set can you hear me? Right. With mic or without mic? Because both works well. Alhamdulillah. Thank you. Right. Unless we have this priority, my brothers and sisters, to submit ourselves to the one who is the source of peace, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will always be in the wrong direction. We will always be confused. We will always be in the wrong path to strive to gain peace, to strive to get peace. We will never be able to get peace unless we submit ourselves to the one who is the source of peace, and that is Allah Almighty. He should be your priority. As an individual, if you want to have peace, you need to submit to the source of peace. As a society, if you want to have peace, you need to submit to the source of peace. As an individual, as a society, as a country, as a world, if you and me would like to have peace, we need to submit to the source of peace, and that is Allah Almighty. That is number one. Number two, my brothers and sisters, we need to follow the book of peace and the role model of peace. If we want to achieve peace, our strategy, our action plan to achieve that peace, it must be that we must follow the book of peace and the role model for peace. Believe me, if we are away from the book of peace, from Quran, from the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from this wisdom, from this treasure, we will never be able to gain peace. We will always be wandering for peace. Our quest will never be fulfilled. Our search will never be completed unless we follow the book of peace. You see, the essential purpose of sending down the Quran is what? Allah says in the Quran in Surah Ibrahim, Surah number 14, ayah number 1. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "And we have sent down this book to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that you may take people from darkness to light, from ignorance to knowledge, from sorrow to peace." That is the essential purpose of the glorious Quran. That is the message of the Quran. That is the book of peace. So if you and me would like to gain peace, we need to follow the book of peace. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made Quran as the road map of our lives. It is the rope of rescue, the source of salvation, the book of peace. Unless the humanity comes back to it, unless an individual comes back to it, unless the societies find solution from it, they will never be able to get peace. That's the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It came as a solution to the problems of mankind. It came as the book of peace for all those who are depressed, for all those who are in worry, for all those who are in sorrow, for all those who are disappointed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent this book as the book of peace so that we may gain and we may benefit from it. And Allah says very clearly in Surah Zumar, Surah number 39, ayah number 41, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "We have given this book to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that you may instruct people. It is the manual of peace. It is your living manual. It is our living manual. So that you may instruct people. He that benefits from it, he benefits himself. And who stays away from it, he will always be failure." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the book of peace. This is the roadmap. This is the manual. This is the book that you and me need to take the lesson of life. That you and me need to take the guidance in this life in order to achieve peace. In addition to that, unless we know how this book needs to be practically implemented, how this manual practically be influenced in this world by the one who is the role model of peace, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in the Quran, in Surah Anbiya, Surah number 21, ayah number 107, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, that we have not sent you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except as the mercy for all the creatures. That is the role model of peace. That is our icon. That is our leader. That is our hero whom we have to follow in order to gain peace. So that's the second action plan. First is, we need to set our priority, and that priority is to submit to the source of peace. Second, we need to follow the book of peace and the role model of peace. Unless we emulate, unless we copy, we follow, we obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we will never be able to gain peace. Peace in our own internal lives and external peace as well. We will never be able to gain that. Why? Because he's the perfect role model for peace. You see, when Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he conquered Makkah. When he conquered Makkah, when he entered into Makkah, he was a warrior. He was the winner. All of them were the winners. How do you think the winners enter when they conquer? They enter with pride, with lot of show put on, right or wrong. The one who conquers, the one who won over, they will come in that way. But Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how did he enter into Makkah after conquering it? His head was down, humble, soft. His head was down. Why? Because he felt that the enemies who were there, the people, they would be embarrassed if they see in the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because they were the same people who tortured, who killed, who looted, who made their life, the Prophet's life and the Sahaba life, miserable, tough, and the same people are now under Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he entered Makkah with his head down. Noble hero, the role model for peace. You see, it is very easy. It is very easy to forgive somebody. You see, those people at the Makkah, they were asked by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "What do you expect from me now?" Muhammad, peace be upon him, he asked them, "What do you expect from me now?" They knew him well. They said, "Mercy, O generous brethren, mercy." And Muhammad, peace be upon him, his treatment towards those staunchest enemies, he said, "I forgive all of you." You see, this is the role model of peace. As I was saying, it is very easy to forgive somebody when you are not in power. What else you can do? When you are subjugated, when you are under somebody, you are saying, I forgive you. Does it make sense? No. The forgiveness is credible. It's powerful. When you have the power, when you have the authority, when you can actually subjugate them, at that time, you say, I forgive you. That is the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the role model of peace, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whom we have to emulate. We need to copy in order to achieve peace. The third action plan, my brothers and sisters, to achieve world peace or to achieve peace in our lives is that we need to identify ourselves as the ambassadors of peace. You see, there is a huge problem among the Muslim Ummah that we do not want to identify ourselves in the society as the ambassadors of peace. Every ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the ambassador of peace. Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Al Imran, Surah number 3, ayah number 110, Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lin nas ta'muruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhauna anil munkar wa tu'minuna billah. Allah declares in the Quran that you are the best of people. You are the best of ummah, the best of nation, raised for mankind. You are the torch bearers. You are the ones who need to influence others, not that they influence us. It is they who needs to be guided by us. It is they who need to be led by us. It is they who need to be taught by us what is peace. Every ummati, every Muslim is the ambassador of peace, and we need to identify ourselves in two ways. In two ways. Number one, we need to behave, we need to react, to reflect, to demonstrate our own lives as the reflection of peace. And the second way is to share with them what is actually Islam. It is a total submission to Allah Almighty. Second thing, the third thing, my brother, as an action plan to achieve world peace is to identify yourselves as the ambassadors of peace. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Fussilat, Surah number 41, ayah number 33, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَامِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Who is better in speech than the one who calls and invites people to the way of your Lord and says, and does righteous deeds and says, I am among the Muslims. Every Muslim need to identify themselves as a Muslim and the ambassador of peace. To have peace, this is the action plan that you and me have to do.